What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in with Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I have a great show ahead of you guys today. Don't go away. Yes. What is up, everybody? Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back, Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. I am so grateful for my intro. I really like that song. It's a great song. It's an awesome song. What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody had a great Thursday today. I know I did. And you want to know why I did? Because I made it a great day. Not only for me, but for others. And that's my goal. That's what I want to do. You know, I want to be that person for people. Welcome back, Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. And check it out, you guys. So, there's a problem in this world. Well, there's many problems in this world. And one of the problems that I see on a daily basis is people judging people. You know, and don't get me wrong. You know, some of these things that I've talked about, I talk about in any episodes, not just this episode, I've done. You know, I don't want people to think that I'm coming up here and I'm preaching all this stuff and I do the opposite, because I've had my differences and I've had my issues, you know, and I do this to help try to guide others in a different direction that I went. And I'm not going to talk about that on the show, because it's the past, you know. And I have a fear, you know, I have a fear that if I was to ever tell people about my past, and this has happened before, you know, I tell somebody about my past, you know, and it's not, I don't just randomly mention it, you know, somehow along the lines it came up. And I remember one time it came up, I did not hear from that person anymore. I just didn't. And when I had mentioned it to the person, you know, I was like, hey, what's going on, man? I ain't heard from you. You know, there was one time where I got I don't want to put myself in or around that type of environment. And it's like, wait, what are you talking about? What environment? I got a good job. I don't do anything I'm not supposed to do. What do you mean? And he was like, well, you said you used to do this. Well, yeah, but there's a key word in there. Used to do this. You know, I don't do that anymore. And I'm not fixing to explain myself to you. I don't need, you don't want to be friends with me, cool, don't be friends with me, you know. But that just goes to show you how people can't look past the past, through the past, past the past, beyond. People can't look beyond the past, you know, and that's not right. We all deserve second chances, okay? And I've said this before, everybody deserves second chances. And there's people who don't believe in that. And nobody's perfect. I don't care who you are, who your family is, but nobody's perfect. And so for those people who don't believe in second chances, Well, I'm pretty sure, no matter what the circumstance may be, sometime, and it's not just a one-time thing, you know, there have been times in anybody's life, everybody's life, I don't care who you are, there have been times where you needed a second chance at something, you know, so that's my biggest thing on this, is people who don't believe in second chances, they get second chances. But why? You don't believe in second chances, so you're pretty much telling me that I have to be perfect. That's pretty much what that's saying. It's in my opinion, you know, in my opinion. Other people may disagree with me, and that's okay. You know, like I said, my first ever episode, people may disagree. That's cool. Disagree with me. I'm telling you what this is how my life is. This is how I think. And that's that. Not everybody's the same. That's okay. I ain't going to hate you. And you shouldn't hate me. You know, but for somebody to tell me or tell anybody, I don't believe in second chances. You know, you do it right the first time. I bet you $1,000 you don't do things right in your life. You know, and you need a second chance to do it right. So why don't people deserve second chances? You know, it doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense. You're silly. You are silly. You know, and all my friends, you know, I've said this too. We all make fun of each other and we all like to have a good time. And you know, and there are times that, you know, we'll be hanging out somewhere, walking down the mall or something. We'll look at somebody, maybe crack a joke or two. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. We do that because that's who we are. You know, we don't make fun of that person. Well, we don't make fun of that person to their face. This sounds terrible. This is going to sound bad. But look, just listen to me. Understand me. We may look at each other and crack jokes back and forth about somebody who we saw. They had a goofy pair of pants on or something. But you know, at the end of the day, we don't care how you dress, how you walk, who you are, what you are. Is it funny? Yeah, sometimes it's a little funny, but I'm not going to walk up to that person and start judging that person. You know, I'm not going to walk up to that person and make sure that person sees me laughing at them. You know, if that person happened to fall down or something, I'm not going to not help that person because of the way they dressed, the way they were doing anything. You know, now we may have just cracked a joke back there, but I don't hate the guy. You know, I'm not going to beat the guy up, you know. But since I started doing this podcast, I just keep to myself when I'm in public. You know, I go get what I need to get and get home. You know, and if I see something strange, you know, I've realized that I just kind of see it, ignore it, continue. You know, and nobody deserves to be judged. You know, not even behind their back. And there's a lot of judgmental people in this world. You know, there's a lot. Never judge a book by its cover. You know. I remember when I was in school, there was this guy, and biggest bully in the school. And he wouldn't just bully me, you know, he would bully quite a few people, and we all had one thing in common. We were all big. We were all heavy set guys. And this guy, I mean, his jokes were kind of rough. You know, nowadays, you're not going to talk to me like that. If it's a joke, ha ha ha, laugh it off. But hey, nobody going to talk to me the way this kid was talking to me. But he would bully us and bully us and bully us. And I don't exactly remember how I found this out, but turns out that this dude moved from some state up north. He moved, right? And he moved to the school I was at. And this was when I was back living in New Jersey, okay? Bully is hardcore. He would bully the hell out of us, man. And he moved to Jersey, of course, came to our school. And, you know, he fit in nice. You know, he was one of those guys that made friends quick. You know, not everybody makes friends quick. Guys, look, before I continue this story, when I tell you these stories from way back when, I want you to understand that I did not think and did not do the things I do or think now, or the way I think. Let me put it that way. I just don't. When somebody messed with me, man, I took that shit to heart. Man, I did. I really seriously did. So that's why I understand when I see people get upset, you know, about silly jokes, you know. Because, man, when you're a kid, you don't think like an adult, you know. You don't. When somebody makes fun of you, shit hurts, man. Don't nobody want to get made fun of. But so I was bullied hardcore, you know. So always just understand that I was bullied a lot, and I have a bunch of vouchers for that, I assure you. But seeing, I should have just stayed on topic because now I totally forgot where I left off. But yeah, he moved, right? So it turns out that he was bullied hardcore in his other school that he came from. You know, I don't know why he was bullied, but he was bullied, he was jumped. So, of course, again, I was younger. So when I found that out, you know, I really didn't care. You know, just stop messing with me. But now that I think back on it, you know, it's like, because I was bullied. I was the bully. And now, man, I'm totally against it. Totally against it, you know. And I kind of feel for that kid, you know, coming from another school where you were previously bullied, you know, and you don't want that to happen again. So you want to find the cool cats, you know, who's popular, who's not popular, who do I want to go to, who do I not want to go to. And once you find that, you do what you have to do to be involved with that popular group. They got skinny jeans on and a black t-shirt with some cool symbol on it or something, you know, whatever. Well, cool, I'm going to study that, and I'm going to do my best to kind of fit in the way they dress, what they talk about. And eventually, obviously, this guy did, you know, and he was bullied. And you know, the group that he went to, you know, I don't exactly know, but I believe in my heart that he was bullying us because he didn't want that to happen again. And I truly, truly believe that he really, I don't even know if I scratch that. I mean, this is why it's difficult, you know, sometimes doing these shows alone, because I like input, talk back, you know, but, I think he was just doing it because he didn't want that to happen to him again, you know. And the guys who he went around, they weren't like hardcore bullies, you know, but they definitely made fun of people, you know, and judged people. And I think that was part of his influence to start being that guy. And I mean, he got up there to be a pretty big bully, you know, and I don't know what happened to him. I don't really care what happened to him. You know, I never made friends with the guy because, I mean, he was mean. He was a mean, mean guy. But you can't bullying's always going to happen. It with kids, with adults, with elderly people. If you're mean to somebody, you're bullying somebody. Okay, making jokes, talking about their family somehow. And man, I can't tell you how many times I hear that working in a school. You know, somebody says something about somebody's mama. Oh, now they're angry. Now they're shooting mom jokes back and forth and they're making fun of each other. But at the end of the day, who cares what somebody says about your mom? You know, your mom's not sitting there stressing about it. She don't care what anybody thinks about her. Especially not no 12-year-old kid. Who cares? But, like I said, kids think, they don't think the same. You know, they're not mature. So, yeah, they get mad. And they get mad, storm out, and they're just angry. You know, and I don't like to judge people anymore. You know, because I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know what you got going on at home. You know, you may come out looking fresh. You may come out the house with your gold watch, some necklaces on, nice pair of Jordans, you know, a whole Nike outfit. But when you go back home, I don't know what you got going on there. You could be super sad, super depressed, having angry. You could change into junky clothes and sit around and eat junk food and, you know, you don't know. You don't know. And I want everybody to work on that. Everybody who listens to the show, work on that. You know, there's no reason to judge somebody. We shouldn't judge anybody, nor should people judge us. We are who we are. We're all human, and we all have a purpose. We're all here for a reason. And some people are more unique than others, you know, and they may do things and wear things that other people don't necessarily wear. Now, you also have people who will disagree with it and just not talk to that person, you know. If you're gay, you're gay. I don't give a shit. Talk to me. Be my friend. Come chill with us, you know. If you're in some punk rock band and got big old spiked up mohawk, green, purple, yellow, green, looking like 69, be it. Come hang out with us. As long as you show me some respect, as I will do you, who no matter who you are, I will always show respect. The minute you show me respect, that's it. Golden. That's literally the only thing you have to do is respect me. Continue doing you. You don't have to dress a certain way to hang out with us or hang out with me. I don't care. You know, it doesn't bother me, but not everybody's like that. And that's the unfortunate part. You know, that shouldn't be that way. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, it is that way. And we can help change it. You know, we can make a difference. You know, I want everybody not to judge. Don't judge anybody. You know, if you see somebody in need and you're able to help, shoot, go up and help them. It don't matter what their issue is, how that issue became an issue. It doesn't matter. Just be that person to lift them back up. You know, lift them back up again and let them know that, hey, it'll be all right. You know, and I'm not going to judge you, but I'm going to help you. I definitely want to help you. So that's what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to not judge. And, you know, and that's always going to be a thing on the show. Help people. That's you know, that's your 24-hour challenge. From the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. If you can help somebody, help them. And again, you don't have to physically give them something. Simple hug. Handshake, little, be their person to talk to, you know, and that'll help them. Let them vent to you, you know, and I've had people let me vent, and I've been that person, let somebody else vent, and it makes somebody feel great. And guys, I really want to change the way some people look at life. And it's not always easy sometimes, and that's all right. you know, but we'll get through it with help, with a support system and great friends. We will get through, and of course, family, we will get through it. We'll get through it and we will succeed, and you'll find your purpose. You know, all these episodes, they're all going to tie into each other. It's great. I love doing this. It makes me feel great. And I really hope you guys take what I say and apply it in your lives. You know, help people, be nice to people, and always stay positive.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to another episode of Chilling with Canada, where we talk about anything and everything. Thank you so much for all the love and support, you guys, and I hope to see you guys back here again soon. Tell your friends, tell your family. Remember, stay positive. See you guys.